Well, we first became involved with the Iditarod because my boss works within the Iditarod, and I've asked him several times, how can I be involved? I want to be involved. This is part of Alaska. This is why we came to Alaska. And this happened to be our lucky year where we were able to be involved. And I guess I got to thank Joe Meyer for that. And of course, Patrice right away said she wanted to be involved too.
I'm here today and involved in the Iditarod as a volunteer because it is so Alaska, and it feels like I'm part of something big. And I've always just kind of followed loosely the Iditarod, reading a couple of books and knowing that it existed, but I didn't know very much about it. And I just felt like the best way to learn about it was to become involved in it.
I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because it is what Alaska is. When you think of Alaska, you think of the Iditarod. And ever since I dreamed about moving and living in Alaska, I've dreamed about being involved or watching or seeing the Iditarod. I never thought I'd actually be helping out and supporting it as a volunteer today.
So I'm a rookie with the Iditarod as a volunteer, but my most memorable Iditarod experience so far has been seeing the first muster come in, which happened today, March 11th, and it was just like, oh, it was just so amazing. It was just this invigorating energy that was surrounding the community and all the volunteers and, of course, the musher and the dogs.
One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was being my rookie year and being my first year is the preparation and packing at home and then heading to Anchorage and walking in and seeing that this is not a small operation, a huge operation, to hopping on the plane and landing in one of the small villages and being welcomed so much by the villagers, even in COVID times, still being welcomed. And of course, seeing the first musher come in, but probably is also going to be seeing the last one come in too. What I know for sure in life is Alaska is a huge state, and as much as I'm in love with it, I'm never going to see all of it. And I think being part of the Iditarod lets me see places that I would never see normally in my life here in Alaska.
What I know for sure in life is that it's too short and that you should take advantage of every moment and every opportunity and try not to say no too often. Just go for it.